From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. After all the testimony and interviews, reports and rebuttals, it is no surprise that this week ends with still more pronouncements about the war in Iraq. Today, it was President Bush and Vice President Cheney on the road, reiterating their belief that the so-called surge of U.S. forces has created success. Cheney was in Michigan and later Florida. The president went to the Marine base in Quantico, Virginia.
I told the American people last night that we've got what's called return on success. I also told them that our commanders will have the flexibility and the troops needed to achieve the mission, which is an ally in this war on terror and a stable country that can self-govern, a democracy in the heart of the Middle East.
For some analysis now on the events of this week, we turn to our political observers. E.J. Dionne is a columnist with The Washington Post and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Rich Lowry is editor of The National Review. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, with the events of this week, the testimony of General David Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker and the president's address to the nation last night, you heard a lot of talk about success, return on success, progress, benchmarks. One word that you didn't hear as much in the course of this week and last night, as you did earlier this year when the president laid out the troop surge, the word victory, much less of that. EJ, what do you make of that?
Well, because it's impossible to make the case for any sense of victory in terms that the president talked about at the beginning of this war or even a few months ago. Indeed, even on the word benchmarks, they're trying to put those benchmarks in the closet and say, well, you know, we need more time on those. And they're turning to Anbar province for their success. A lot of the success in Anbar had nothing to do with the surge, had to do with a courageous shift on the ground among Sunnis who didn't want to put up with al-Qaeda. And then you're talking about this withdrawal. Well, what kind of withdrawal? It's a bit as if I took $5 from you and then a few months later give you back $5 and say, well, I just gave you $5. We're going to have the same troop level by March, April, May that we had in November when the election took place, when Americans were demanding a new direction in Iraq. So that I think there's a lot of skepticism among all those who never much liked this policy. Politically, of course, the only thing that matters is that the president hold on to enough Republicans so that the Congress can't pass something over his veto. Maybe he achieved that.
Rich, we're going to turn to Congress in just a minute. First, so the sort of shift in rhetoric, did we hear also a subtle, or perhaps even not so subtle, shift in mission as well?
I don't know about that. Clearly, the president's not talking about victory as much. There has been a lowering of expectations. But I think the key thing this week is there have been signs of progress and security gains in Iraq for quite some time now. The administration's been talking about them for a while. You can find them if you look hard enough in the press reports that back them up. But what happened this week is you had a credible source in the form of General Petraeus in a very high-profile setting, setting out that progress in a way that couldn't be ignored. And I think that's why this was a good week for supporters of the war. And I think the Democrats were really wrong-footed on this. They really expected this to be the last gasp of the war. They thought General Petraeus's appearance in September would be the straw that broke the camel's back. And it just didn't work out that way. And I was really astonished the way the Democrats, I don't see why they just couldn't pat General Petraeus on the back, say, you're a brilliant man. You've made a lot of progress there on the ground. You know, troops are valiant and do extraordinary work. But this is a much bigger problem, and we've got to have a new policy. Instead, some Democrats just made a full frontal attack on this man's credibility, which was overreaching and, I think, a mistake.
But, you know, in the question of credibility, the president and General David Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker all talked about progress, and particularly progress in Anbar province. President Bush also talked about Bakuba, the capital of Diyala province, and he said that it was no longer an al-Qaeda stronghold. He said it had been, quote, cleared. However, we've seen reports now on the day after his address to the nation last night from State Department reporters reporting that the head of the State Department's team in Diyala has said that the security situation is not at all stable there. So the administration, in terms of talking about progress, does not seem to be speaking with one voice.
Well, I think if you look at Iraq on the whole, it's still obviously very much a mixed picture. And you can both have progress and also have a great deal of insecurity, because what you're really stepping back from is a situation in 2006 when Iraq was a country descending into hell. And what we've done, we've checked that process to some extent.
Turning quickly to Congress, if I can, the president said that once he's laid out his plan, that this is an opportunity, that it's possible now for the first time in years for people on opposite sides of the debate to come together. We heard him say that last night. For both of you, any truth to that?
No. I don't think that he really believes that. I think what he wants people to say is that I'm pulling a few troops out between now and next March. Therefore, that's a pullout. Therefore, we should all unite behind this. Where there is an opportunity for people to come together, and you're seeing it some in the Senate right now, a lot of Republicans and Democrats are saying, let's put this on a different course to accelerate the troop withdrawal. Where there may be a coming together is on a less firm troop withdrawal proposal that could pick up Republican votes. But I am afraid that the president's hope for wonderful bipartisanship was kicked away probably from the very beginning of this war, given the way the administration tried to sell it.
Rich, is there a new opportunity for comedy?
No, not really. And I just I don't think any speech from President Bush has much effect anymore. I think he could have, you know, faxed out a press release and it would have had as much effect as that speech last night. Now, I do think the politics have improved somewhat, but it's from a very low baseline. I've been thinking about it this week in terms of if you go skydiving and you jump out of the plane, you know, you go into this free fall, and when you pull your parachute, which you hopefully do, it feels though you're being tugged up in the air. Well, you're not actually moving up. You're just falling a little less precipitously and a little less quickly. And that's basically what's happened with the signs of progress in Iraq, with the Petraeus testimony. You know, the president's poll numbers for the war and the president's handling of the war ticked up extremely slightly, but they have ticked up a little bit. And the context of what had been the downward trajectory for so long, that's meaningful, and as EJ's pointed out, it may be enough to hold those key Republican moderates in the Senate.
Well, we could go on and on, but gentlemen, I think we have to leave it at there. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Rich Lowry, editor of the National Review, and EJ Dionne, a columnist with the Washington Post and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.